This is Ronald Gibson, BQ5220, calling in live from death row. There's a killer on death row. It's COVID-19. For 6 months here at SCI Phoenix, we did everything within our power to mitigate against the COVID-19 virus. We wear our masks, we social distance in cohorts, clean the blocks, and we clean ourselves. This block was even voted the cleanest block in the prison. Unfortunately, our worst fear became reality. A staff member, the block council, tested positive for COVID-19. This counselor was allowed to work for several days while experiencing symptoms after his positive test. No contractation was done. No staff working was sent home as a precautionary measure. Days later, three prisoners started experiencing COVID symptoms. They all tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. They were removed from the block. No testing was done on anyone within their cohorts. Days after those three positive tests, the block unit manager also tested positive for COVID-19. The unit manager worked several days after his contact with the block counselor. No contact tracing was done. No staff working was sent home as a precautionary measure to quarantine or anything else. Days after the unit manager tested positive, four more prisoners tested positive and were removed from the block after experiencing symptoms. They all tested positive for COVID-19. No testing was done on anyone in their cohorts. No staff were sent home as a precautionary measure. Several staff members have noticeably been missing after working weeks with contact with other staff members and prisoners. Administration is now taking a wait-and-see approach. They wait and see if we get sick or die since the infection. Since the infection, no temperature checks were done, no testing has been done, and several prisoners are sick in their cells right now. As of today, 10 prisoners and an unknown amount of staff members have tested positive for the COVID-19 virus in the county. There's a killer on death row. It's COVID-19. We need your help. We need you to call in. We need you to email. We need you to write to Secretary Wetzel and Superintendent Sorber at the Pennsylvania DOC website. First of all, we need the administration to enforce their COVID policy daily and punish noncompliance. Second, we need contact tracing done with staff and also testing and quarantine when appropriate. Lastly, we need to be assured that infected death row prisoners will get the appropriate treatment and not just stuck into another cell on a different block. Updates will follow on the move.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.